Welcome back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it up!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
What day of the week is it?
What does it feel like?
It's Tuesday.
Well, it's Tuesday.
What are these people?
They are hilarious drive time radio guys.
You are hilarious.
They're seriously so funny.
You guys are hilarious.
You guys are great. You guys are so cool.
You'd best put seatbelts on your ears because I'm going to take them for the ride of their lives.
It's where fun meets awesome.
Awesome.
That would be so awesome.
Awesome.
That's awesome.
You are going to love this.
Welcome to the show.
It's showtime.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, along with our executive producer, Morty. Show number 2450. Carla,
right.
Big 5-0.
I like it. I like it.
Only Tuesday.
I know.
At about 6:07. just crawling through the week. That's all we're doing.
I know. I was a day ahead. Mm-hmm. I really thought we had one more under our belt.
No.
But lo and behold, no.
By the way, after yesterday's show, a lot of my friends were texting, asking how you were doing with your CBD oil and...
That's Carla's butt. Oh, man. I'm about 10% better today.
Are you?
So it's getting better. Yeah.
And do you think it's the oil that smeared all over your cheeks?
I do. I'm mixing. I have an oil. I have a lotion.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have BioFreeze.
Wow.
Which freezes my butt. And, I do think that's helping.
So when you go home, do you put on the lab coat and go
pretty
into
much.
The
and
room
then,
and...
Yeah. Well, and then I have to turn around and rub it on my own butt if nobody's around to do it. And then today I left the house. I'm walking out. It's garbage day. I brought the garbage out. I'm getting in my car very slowly. And I thought, I didn't take an ibuprofen. I'm like some drug addict. I got to go back in. Where's the ibuprofen? Take an ibuprofen. God.
All right. Well, as long as you're feeling 10% better.
It's getting better. It hurts like a mother, but it's, yeah.
A little bit later on this morning, 8:40, tickets for Stevie Nicks. If you don't want to wait, a second chance to win already on the contest page of our website, 96.3kklz.com. Weather-wise, some sunshine today, maybe some high clouds tomorrow. No wind. No mention of wind.
No, not
even
that?
Not even breezy. Highs in the upper 50s today, low 60s tomorrow, and a few things we think you should know.
I get all my news from the radio.
There are just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Building to big news
on 96.3 KKLC.
So much going on. Oh, my God. I love this when I read this. You know, we talk about the fear of clowns that so many people have, and people have legit fears about when it comes to clowns. Like 54% of people have a slight fear of clowns, according to a new study. Now, the reasons, we always wonder why their makeup, this is like the number one reason. It makes it hard to read their emotions. We don't really know. They might be smiling, but I can't tell.
Oh.
What are you doing? And scary clowns in movies and TV shows made us very afraid, and their unpredictable behavior makes us nervous. Even a clown at a party.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you never know. Is there like a, you got a buzzer, you got a, your flower squirted me. What? Hey! Don't do that. You know, their shoes are squeaking, whatever it is. So it's the unknown that scares us about clowns.
It's quite unusual for me to be near a lot of...
Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
wrong one.
You. There you go.
Wrong one.
You hush up, lady.
Okay.
Don't, yeah. And it is, by the way, a couple days today. It's Alexander Graham Bell Day, by the way. Yes, no better way to celebrate the guy who invented the phone, you know, than sending a, you know, nude to somebody you love. So, yes, thank you, Alexander Graham Bell. It's also National Cereal Day today.
What was your favorite cereal as a kid?
I always liked basic cereals, really. I liked cornflakes, and I liked Raisin Bran as a kid. I loved, it was such a little surprise getting the raisins. I love that. And we didn't do real sugary cereals, so I'm not a big fan of them. I think Fruit Loops are the most overrated cereal on earth. It's like They're Cheerios with 4 pounds of sugar and then some dye. And that's all those are. But that's me. I still to this day love Raisin Bran. I love it. And I love good old-fashioned Cheerios.
That's weird because I love Raisin Bran as an adult.
Uh-huh.
But sugar frosted flakes.
Oh, okay. Okay.
With bananas in it.
Oh, there we go. God. Rice Krispies I liked with bananas in there.
They got soggy too quick for me.
You had to eat them fast.
You
had to eat them real, real fast. You poured that milk. You dug right in. Get in there. Eat it all.
Don't you want to listen to the snap crackle pop?
Yes, you can only hear it for a couple of seconds and then go eat. So yes, that is the question to you. What was your favorite cereal as a kid? Has it changed
as an adult?
Yeah, or are you still sucking down the Cap'n Crunch and ripping the roof of your mouth to shreds?
Yeah, all right.
Oh my gosh.
Dial in, text in 702-739-9636.
There you go, and it is. It's only Tuesday, people. Few things you should know. Sponsored by Fairway Buick. Family-friendly pricing only at Fairway Buick GMC East Sahara near Boulder Highway. Visit fairwaybuickgmc.com.
Celebrating National Cereal Day today. So, what is your favorite? What was your favorite cereal as a kid, and how has it changed as an adult? Now, Kathleen is on the phone. You calling about your cereal?
Yes.
What was your favorite, Kathleen?
It was Boo Berry. Do you remember that?
Boo Berry. Yes, I remember that.
You don't see it anymore. And during Halloween, it came out with all of them. You could buy them in a 4-pack, Frankenberry.
Yeah, there was a whole line of that.
There were all monster cereals.
So I bought it for the kids. You know, it tastes like cardboard now.
Well, yes, it does.
I think when we were kids, they used other good stuff for flavoring, and now it's just all yucky bad.
That's what I was like. Did it change or did I change? Because it just...
Wow.
I ended up throwing it away.
Oh, did it still turn the milk blue?
Yes.
Yeah, there we go.
Yay. See, that was the catch. That was the selling point.
The milk's blue.
Watch this. I mean, with Rice Krispies, snap, crackle, pop, you could hear it.
Oh, yeah, you could.
With blueberry, yeah. Turns blue.
Yes. Kathleen, what do you eat now?
I'm a Raisin Bran fan.
There's something about Raisin Bran that I think just gets us all. It's like...
But I pick up most of the raisins.
Okay. That's...
What? We're never happy.
No, we're not. I wish they would do a Raisin Bran with the golden raisins in it. They're a little softer. They're plumper.
I totally agree.
Thank you, Kathleen. I'm glad we're on the same page.
Thank you, man.
Well, we're all adults now, Mike.
Yes.
That's why.
Clearly. Because we're tossing out the Boo Berry.
Right? Exactly. Kathleen, thanks for being the first caller of the day.
No problem. You have a good day. A
couple of people texting in this morning.
I'm going to get on that, too, Kathleen. Yeah. I like that. Mm-hmm. Boy, oh, boy. We have a bunch of big kids. Steve said, I still go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. At 66 years old,
wow.
I'm still cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Bill. Bill said Frosted Flakes and Cap'n Crunch. Now it's multigrain Cheerios and wheat corn and rice checks. The thing now is all the cereals are good wet or dry. You can just eat them like a kid. I agree. I eat Cheerios just dry occasionally, like a little baby.
Frosted Flakes, same way.
You can just eat those. Yes, exactly.
Stick your hand in the box.
This is hilarious. Joe, is this our Joe G? He said, my favorite cereal, and it's the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cereal. I said, no.
Wow.
Yep. Love it. Or Cookie Crisp.
Every once in a while, if nobody's around.
Right.
You know, flashback to when you were a kid.
Oh, yeah.
You just look around. Nobody's here.
Right.
I could probably have some Captain Crunch.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of rough.
Or something like that.
It's definitely kind of rough. Somebody is upset with what I said. Carla, how dare you? That is terrible about Fruit Loops. That is the best cereal ever made.
Really?
Tastes a little different than it used to.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite as real tasting. I don't know what that means. I guess the fruit.
Real?
But still good. I never was a big Fruit Loops fan.
Yeah.
So, whatever. That's just me. I know that was the biggest cereal for kids. That and what was the other? Trix, I think it was called.
Well, they were for kids.
Yeah. Yes, Trix are for kids, Mike. Yes,
exactly.
Somebody else that has nobody mentioned Lucky Charms. No, they have not.
Well, St. Patrick's Day only a couple of weeks away, so.
I don't know if I've ever actually eaten Lucky Charms.
Me
I'm
neither.
Not sure that I ever have.
The marshmallow taste.
Yeah, yeah. But you're all still big kids, that's for sure.
Thanks for texting in, calling in. National Cereal Day today, so celebrate, all right? Mike and Carla Morning Show. A way, if you're in a high school choir, you can sing backup for this band when they're in town in March. Details at 96.3kklz.com. We're talking about Foreigner, of course. Yeah, choir directors, listen up. Getting back to the Foreigner thing, mom and dad, if you have a kid in choir in high school, choir directors, if you're listening or know somebody who's associated with a high school choir here in town, Foreigner going to be in town at the Venetian Theater at the end of March, looking for eight high school choirs to back them up on I Want to Know What Love Is. All the details and information on the homepage of our website, 96.3kklz.com. And if you're one of the eight that gets in, a $500 stipend for the music program for your school.
Yeah, you also get to say that, we backed up Foreigner last time there in Vegas. So
Started out as a backup singer.
Yes, so. I love it. 20 feet from stardom, kids.
What
Man
a great
alive.
Documentary.
Yes, it is. Watch it. I told somebody about it over the weekend. Watch that if you haven't seen it. So good.
6:40, Mike and Carla Morning Show. Here's the clown drop I wanted to play that... I took the time to download it, so...
Better kid, don't you like clowns? Why? Don't we make you laugh?
Everybody's afraid of a clown. You have a freaky thing about clowns.
They're just weird. They're all weird to me, and they just... Yeah. There used to be fun, funny clowns. Now they're all creepy and weird.
Who's the clown that comes in around Halloween time that...
I can't think.
Some
I know
haunted house clown.
It's that. I can't remember his name. Yeah.
Big guy.
Scary. Just scary. And I know that. Oh, he's a big teddy bear. I don't care. Get him. Stay over there. Jeez.
Well, as you talk about the fear of clowns, there's a waitress in the UK that says she's had the lifelong fear of ketchup. And the condiment has even brought her to tears at different points in her life. Charlie Everett is her name, and here she is talking about her fear of ketchup. Carla, listen to her.
It's quite unusual for me to be near a lot of ketchup bottles. I just feel really... It almost feels like they want to come and eat me, and they want to hurt me. I don't want to touch it. I don't want to be near it. I just want it away. If these ketchup bottles were open, I would not be in this room. I would be sprinting down that road. The smell is suffocating. Oh, it's warm.
Do you know anybody with a fear of a condiment? I mean, that bad?
No, I don't. My best friend Monica hates mayonnaise. I mean, she doesn't have a fear, but it just freaks her out. She's like, it's just gross.
Does she have to leave the room?
Oily. She doesn't have to. I'm sure she'd prefer it, but it just gross.
Now, is it good enough for her to scrape it off if it's on?
No. It just makes her sick. The thought of mayonnaise makes her sick. She can be in a room, but she just,
That is the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
It's quite unusual for me to be near a lot of ketchup bottles. I just feel really, it almost feels like they want to come and eat me.
Well, where are you putting the ketchup?
Listen, and by the way, somebody messaged us by my friend Chuck. It the clown. I think maybe that might be the clown. Ketchup, though, I will say is like the most non-threatening condiment out there. I mean,
is it because it looks like blood?
It's ketchup. I don't know. It's just ketchup.
If I had to be, it would be mustard because the smell of
afraid of one?
Or, I mean, the smell, the look.
Okay. I love mustard, actually. I love it. But I don't know. I don't like ketchup, but it doesn't scare me.
You don't have a fear of it.
No. It's sugar. It's red sugar water, people. That's all it is. But
well,
okay.
Charlie Everett in the UK has a fear, a lifelong fear.
All right. I'm wondering if...
ketchup.
Because you know, a lot of people put ketchup on their fries, but in the UK, a lot of people do they'll do malt vinegar, things like that. So, interesting. Well, you know what? You meet all kinds, right?
I guess. Okay. Could you imagine on the first date?
Yeah, I know.
The guy just went out the ketchup. ketchup bottle?
Is that ketchup? No!
Was it something I said? Just kind of bouncing around on this Tuesday morning in the first hour.
Mm-hmm.
Found out the clown's name?
Yes, Pennywise.
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 From the...
It.
It. Okay.
Yes.
That's
there you go.
Not as freaky as ketchup to that one woman, but still kind of scares Carla a little bit. Luckily, it only happens once a year.
Yeah, I guess.
Aerosmith, Sweet Emotion.
My dreams.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Another session of group therapy this morning.
Yeah.
From an email that we got.
This is interesting. What is it? February, March. It's March.
Already.
Yeah.
Mom and Dad, listen up.
Yeah, this is, wow. Hey, Mike and Carla, our 17, almost 18-year-old daughter already looking ahead to graduation. She kind of shocked me and my husband over the weekend when she said what she wants for graduation, and that is gastric bypass surgery. Mm. She is very heavy. My husband and I aren't sure if it's a great gift or not. We would hope that she would try to lose weight naturally by eating better, exercising more, but it's tough for her. We also think getting the surgery would be a big confidence booster for her going to college.
Mm-hmm.
But is this 17, 18 years old too young for this? Should we buy her the surgery or not? Or is it just a cop-out? This is a wow. Yeah, this is a tough one.
Yeah.
This is a very tough one. It's surgery. I mean, surgery, and it changes your whole body and the way you, well, eat food and what you eat and how much you eat.
But is that a graduation gift? I mean, if somebody says, what did your parents get you for graduation?
Oh, most kids would say, awesome. That's so cool. Yeah. Because a lot of people do it, obviously, for health reasons, obviously.
Right.
And then others do it for vanity purposes, you know, but most good doctors won't do it unless it's for health reasons. Mm-hmm. But because a lot of people who are, you know, very heavy, they can't work out. It's tough for them. Wow, this is a hard one.
So there's a lot of things clearly we don't know about this situation.
Well, yeah, exactly.
But the bottom line is.
Right.
Is that what you get your daughter or your kid for graduation? If they came up to you and said, hey, this is what I would like.
Right. Yeah. I mean, they don't want to go to Hawaii. So, and, you know, it's going to cost about as much. So They don't want to do that. They would like to, you know, get healthier. And obviously she wants to do something about her weight, you know. And when you reach that point, it's, you know, that's a big decision. That's a huge decision.
I know a lot of parents would say, well, first of all, what do you say we try the natural way and maybe eat better? No, mm-hmm. I don't want to.
Right.
I just want to go in.
Right.
And most people would say, I don't have time. I don't want to do that.
Right.
I'm not a gym rat.
And,
so
yeah.
I just want to get it done.
I'm also not a 17, 18-year-old girl or boy. Boys are doing this too, who has to now, you know, deal with all of the pure evil things that people say, just not even to your face, but on every social media platform. And I, you know what, moms, dads, go ahead. And some of you I know have had this. I know some of you have had this and you look great. Would you encourage your child to do it or would you support your child doing it?
We're doing a round of group therapy this morning.
Boy, are we ever. You guys are, boy, oh boy.
And we're not saying it's good or bad.
Oh, no.
We're just trying to figure out, what do you tell your 17-year-old daughter who wants to go off to college, a little overweight, to the point where she wants...
she's quite overweight from what I'm reading.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But she wants to have that gastro surgery.
Yeah. Keep in mind, you have to be very overweight. They won't let you do it for just a few pounds. You can't do that.
Okay. So Sean's on the phone. Sean, what's up?
I personally have had it done.
Sean, like at what age?
I was 23. I had it for 16 years, and I had it removed because it caused health issues.
long term.
Did you do the band, or did you do a sleeve, or did you do?
I did the band, and the band slipped and caused like a hernia or bleeding.
All right, so in hindsight,
she wants the bypass. She wants the gastric bypass, okay. Which is pretty much.
In hindsight, 90% of those surgeries fail. They stretch out their stomach.
And were you able to work out after this or do any exercise of any kind?
So prior to the surgery, you have to go through a mental evaluation, one. Two, you have to meet with a nutritionist. That's a six-month process.
Sean, just so you know, you don't have to go through all that therapy now, just so you know. It's about a month.
Well, that's good. I had to.
Yeah, it's about a month now.
But if a 16, 17-year-old kid came up to you, you would tell them what?
I wouldn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would discourage it.
All right. So that's one guy that had it. Sean.
Absolutely. One of our listeners, I work in healthcare, and they do have to see a psychiatrist for a few weeks. And teens can get it done if they qualify. Certainly, they have to be pretty overweight, and a doctor has to approve it. Maybe they should sit down and all talk about it and talk about why. But I will say that it is far better than it used to be when they first started doing this.
Okay.
Another one of our listeners, Alexander, said it's obviously something she's been thinking about for a while. Parents need to talk to her about it and why, and maybe support her decision. I'm sure that you know, their daughter has been trying to lose weight naturally already, but it's pretty ineffective, and it's hard once you get to a certain weight.
Yeah.
You guys are all
for
very,
everybody.
Very... No kidding.
Right?
Jeez, no kidding. Another one of our listeners, you guys are really, really writing in about this, and I appreciate it. If this is a difference between my child having anxiety, depression, etc., over his or her weight and being happy, I would absolutely let her do it. There would be stipulations, maintaining healthy eating habits, exercise. Gastric bypass is not a one and done. There's maintenance to go along with it. Otherwise, you end up right back where you were.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Wow. Man.
Just like when you you diet and then you start working out. Once you stop working out and stop dieting, before you know it, you're back to where you began.
Oh, yeah. That's why I've never been a big... I would rather be overweight than fad diets. Fad diets. I'm sorry. I can't do it. No.
Not at all.
No.
The Atkins,
I did Atkins, and it was like, oh, hi,
keto,
your cholesterol is through the roof. So then I had to work on getting that down.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
Wait, good, you're going to die of a heart attack now. Oh, great.
This morning's group therapy session.
Why?
Getting serious.
Talking about gastric
bypass surgery for a 17-year-old.
It's far more common than we know, that's for sure.
Didn't realize that.
No kidding.
All right, Robert's on the phone. Robert, go ahead.
Hey, how you guys doing? Love your show.
Thank you.
Every day. I'm a local driver. I drive all day and listen to you guys.
Thank you.
Debate on the surgery. I've had the gastric bypass 3 years ago. I used to be an oak. Yes, I did. Me and my wife both did. We were very well over. I was 525. At my official weigh-in, was 525 pounds. Now, you realize a pickup truck, an F-150, carries a quarter ton in its payload. That was me, 500 pounds.
Man.
I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot of weight. Now, I'm tipping the scale at 300 pounds. It changed my life. When I was over the road, I used to pull up into the truck stop, get my fuel, run in, get what I needed, and then go park because I couldn't walk from the truck stop parking lot to the truck stop. Now, I come from a very big, large family, I guess. Both of my sisters, same thing, both had it, and they're skinny now, skinnier than I am. I'm still holding at 300 pounds because I like a Twinkie every now and again.
Don't we all?
Getting the surgery does not mean, okay, I'm done. I'm going to lose the weight. I lost the first 150 pounds, boom, right now. Because for the first 6 weeks, you drink nothing but soup broth. Not the soup, just the broth. You got to drain all the stuff out of the soup, drink the broth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's some things that's like, can you never eat? No, I can eat anything you eat. If you eat it, I can eat it. However, I should not eat anything, or rather drink anything that's got carbonation in it. carbonation gets into my stomach, it stretches the stomach. In 10 or 15 years, my stomach is as big as it was when I first started. So you shouldn't do that. If she's a partier, if she goes out and gets the ties one on her, guys, she should not get the bypass. Because too much carbonation too fast can also split your stomach open.
Oh, my God.
You're taking your stomach down. You're taking your stomach down to where it will hold 6 ounces of food.
See, we're finding out, and I know your brother had it. I don't know much about this kind of thing.
Right.
But we're finding out, for those that don't like me, this first of all, you got to be approved for it. And then it's a whole different lifestyle change.
Yes, it is.
You just don't get it done and go, all right, let's go.
This is so cool. Yeah, I mean, I remember my brother, he lost a ton of weight, and then you just stop. You just stop. And he maintained, but it's like, oh, okay, then you got to work to take it off. This is the best advice yet. Somebody wrote in and said, I had gastric bypass 15 years ago. Lost 170 pounds. Gained back about 40 over the years, and that's common. Still the best thing I ever did. You can't eat large amounts. When you go out to dinner, I order an appetizer or a small meal and share it with my boyfriend. If that's what she really wants, have her talk to others who have had it done to get the pros and cons. Not just a doctor. Talk to other people who have had it done. And I hope listening to us today, you know, has given you a little bit of a, whatever, a different perspective, I guess, on it, whoever.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
It is interesting.
One more phone call. Rick, go ahead.
So I haven't personally had the surgery done, but I've had a couple friends have it done. And yes, they do look great, but there is a lot, that you have to be aware of when you get the surgery. It is. There's very little you can eat, and you can only eat like a fistful of food at a time. So I would think for that child, I would say, if you're not going to want to do the conventional method of exercise or diet or whatever it is, at least look into the pitfalls or, the downside of the surgery, at least so you're educated about before you get into it.
Yeah, I think that's the best advice, that her parents, she and her parents are going to have to get together. First, they talk about it.
Yeah.
And then, like you said, somebody texted in, talk to people you trust that have had it.
Right, right.
Before you take that first step.
Yeah. You talk to people who own a car that you own to see if they like it. So, and how it worked out for them. So,
exactly.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
So, intense.
Wow.
Group therapy this morning, but we thank everybody for it.
Absolutely.
And for those people that have gone through this, thank you for sharing. I know that can't be easy, but it's good, it's bad, and everybody has their own opinion, but we thank you for
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Chiming in.
Here are just a few more things the Mike and Carla Morning Show think you should know.
I'm ready. Let's do it.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, check this out. Adam Sandler, my favorite, he was named King of Comedy at the Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards.
Really?
Yes, he was, Mike. Yes. How could you not be? With a court like Rob Schneider and Kevin James and David Spade. I mean, come on. How do you...
King of comedy.
Who do you ascend the throne to, Mike? Yes.
Wow.
Adam Sandler.
Out of all the choices.
Adam Sandler. Yes, I know. I know. Speaking of comedians, Chris Rock, he was paid $20 million to do that live Netflix comedy special over the weekend. He also has another deal for another comedy special for $20 million as well, which means it probably made a whole lot of money. People subscribe to see those things.
Yeah.
And they can also buy them. And so.
$20 million.
Man, I know.
I think you'll be okay.
I'm waiting for my offer. How much? Yeah, can you give me $1,000? I'm doing it, man.
We'll find a place, a theater here.
Yeah. Huh?
Offbeat.
Yeah, I'll do it live. I'll do it live like Chris Rock. I don't care. I'll do it live, man.
You're so edgy.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you very much.
I mean, not so much on the radio, but live in person doing comedy.
Thank you.
You're a totally different person.
Thank you. Speaking of which, working on my six-pack abs, but I'm going to stop they say that could be the biggest scam of our generation. Most people have been taught that, you know, washboard abs, they're great, you're in good shape. Doctors are now finding out that these people hardly have any body fat, and that's actually not good. That is not good at all. And in order to get that little body fat, you're not eating a whole lot, and you're not eating a whole lot that's nutritious. So you and I are actually really, really healthy.
Finally, good news for us.
Come at me. Come at me.
I have a lot of that body fat.
I got enough if anybody needs a little extra.
When they measure that,
I know
when you go to the doctors or something, we got to take your measure or the gym.
Yeah, I know. It's like, okay, really? Are we going to do this?
You might as well get a big set of pliers.
Open them up more because it's not. No, more. Open them more.
So comparatively, is that a lot? Do you consider that a lot?
I'm healthy. Thank you. And check this out. Are you familiar? I know you're familiar with it. It's an Italian candy. Well, it's not really. It's Swiss. Toblerone. Have you heard of that Toblerone? And it has like a Swiss mountain, like a Matterhorn as their logo. And it's been for 115 years they've had this. And now they've had the Matterhorn for probably 60 years.
Yeah.
Well, now Switzerland says, nope, you got to drop it because they're moving some production to Slovakia.
Oh.
But Switzerland has a law where, I'm not making this up, you can't use any Swiss-ness on your packaging if you're not doing every single thing in Switzerland. So now they have to change it.
Oh, boy.
They're going to change it but like a mountain, something like that. That's all.
Wonder why they're leaving. I mean, they had it so good for so long.
They need more areas to produce in. That's
Slovakia
has that,
huh?
Yes, they have the space for them to produce this and put up a plant. So there you go. Got to have enough Swissness, Mike, in order to
seems like a good law, but
Swiss. Okay. Exactly. There you go. A few more things you should know.
Last week, talking about exotic foods and stuff you like, stuff you don't like.
Yeah.
And you had brought this up when Morty had mentioned fish heads.
Yeah.
Fish eyes. You had mentioned fish heads.
Yeah, I mentioned fish heads. Yeah.
A member of the duo that gave us the novelty song Fish Heads is gone.
Yeah.
Robert Hamer, half of the experimental duo Barnes & Barnes, died yesterday after a long illness. He was 69. His partner, also not named Barnes, it was Bill Mummy.
Mm-hmm.
Remember the kid from Lost in Space?
Yes. Yeah.
He's the one that broke the sad news yesterday.
That song.
Isn't that weird that we just talked about this last week and you had brought up this song?
Yeah, and somebody had said, hey, that song.
Yeah. You got to play that song. Well, right. In honor of Robert Hamer passing away yesterday at the age of 69.
In the morning, laughing happy fish heads. In the evening, floating in the soup.
But it's very catchy.
Yeah.
Very catchy. And Bill Mummy, by the way, people are saying, wait, Lost in Space? That was Will Robinson.
Yeah.
Danger, Will Robinson.
Right. Dr. Demento's number one most requested song of all time, if you remember Dr. Demento.
Boy, this over Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer?
There were a lot of them. But this one was number one overall. And the video, they put out a video which was directed by Bill Paxton, of all people. So,
well, there you go. Let that sit with you all day. Sad news. Very sad news. Or is it?
I don't know. No, it is. It is.
No, of course it is.
Robert Hamer, half of the duo of Barnes & Barnes, who put out this classic novelty song, Fish Heads, passing away at the age of
You can't shut it off now.
69. Okay. No. All right. Wow.
How ironic.
Yes, wow.
Coincidental? Yes. I don't know.
My fault.
Yes. I blame you. The CBD oil you're spreading all over your tush.
All right.
Joan Jett, the Blackhearts. We now go back to our regularly scheduled programming. All right, all this week you have a chance to win tickets for Stevie Nicks coming to town, and we have Eric on the phone. Mm-hmm. Eric, how are you this morning?
Eric? I'm doing good. Okay. How are you guys?
Good.
Well, we're good. We're good.
All right.
Eric. All right. Are we
ready? We've explained the game to him off the air, so he's ready to go. This is 10 questions. After the 10 questions, within one, you have to guess how many I got right. So it's your turn to give me questions.
Yes, it is. Mike.
Number one.
What happened in the U.S. on February 9th, 1964?
February 9th, 1964. Wow.
And I'll say that year would be the significant one in that.
64. Mm-hmm. It wasn't Woodstock. That was 67.
Mm-hmm.
I have to pass. Eric, do you know the answer?
I have no idea.
Okay. You know the answer, but...
All right,
okay.
Let me pass. Come back.
Okay.
Number two.
In baseball, if a foul ball sticks in the catcher's mask, is that an out?
No.
Okay.
Number three.
What country would you find the city of Prezno? Or, excuse me, Prezno, I should say. Or Prezhov.
Okay, Russia.
Okay.
Is that right, Eric, do you think?
I don't know, but it sounds right.
Okay, sure. Okay.
Eric has no clue
Eric doesn't have a clue. Mike, who is Barbara Millicent Roberts?
Barbara Millicent Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
She's an actress.
Okay. All right.
What is that? Number
Final
four,
answer,
number five?
That's number four.
Number five.
Number five. This type of musical device was introduced in cars in 1965.
Radio. No, A-track. Okay. A-track player.
Okay. Final answer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you agree with that, Eric?
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sure.
He doesn't
Eric,
care.
Just pay attention. Mike, this liquor is made from juniper berries.
Schnapps.
Eric? You want to help, Eric?
I think it might be gin.
All right, I'll go with gin.
Okay.
What number are we on? Seven?
We're on six. Now we're on seven. Yes, now seven. We're on seven. This is the only state. Think about this, you guys. This is the only state whose name is on that middle row of the keyboard.
Oh.
It's so... The only state.
Alaska.
Okay.
Look at Eric. Sounds good, Mike. Go.
Good? I think Eric's watching porn.
I don't know if that sounds good.
I think Eric's just watching porn. Mike, the average adult...
Number eight.
I'm sorry. Am I on eight? Yeah. True or false? The average adult spends more time on the toilet than they do exercising.
True. Yeah, Eric would even agree with
yes.
that.
Yes. Number nine.
I think I probably agree with that.
Okay.
Thank you, Eric.
This modern day American president played five instruments and played them very well. He played piano, sax, clarinet, accordion, and violin, and I am not lying about this.
It's modern day? Modern day?
Yes.
Clinton.
Okay.
And then the final question.
And this condiment was used medicinally in the early 1800s.
Oh. Eric, any clue? This condiment. I'm trying to think what date or year
in the early 1800s.
All right, so it has to be something that's been around a long, long time.
Yeah, something common, maybe.
Yeah, like ketchup or mustard.
You gonna say ketchup? Okay.
Ketchup.
Okay.
And then go back to number one, 1964, February.
Yeah, 1964.
What happened? What major thing happened?
What major musical event?
Oh, musical event.
Yeah,
64. The Beatles appeared on Ed Sullivan.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
So okay. with that said, Eric, within one, how many do you think I got right?
I'm going to say six.
All right. Hang on the line.
Okay. All right.
Hang on the line. We'll find out if that's true or not. Mm-hmm. Take a break and be back. Eric, you said six. Within one, you're a big winner. Question number one, what's the answer?
That is the Beatles on Ed Sullivan.
Yes.
There you go.
All right, number two, the answer.
Number two, is it a foul ball if it sticks in the catcher's mask? No, that is correct.
Yes.
There's two. Number three, what country would you find the city of Prešov or Prešov? That is Slovakia.
Oh!
That is Slovakia.
You know what, Eric? I so wanted to say that.
Gotcha.
All right, so we're at number four.
Barbara Millicent Roberts, that is Barbie.
Oh,
that is Barbie, the doll. Yes.
Okay. Number five.
This musical device introduced in Cars, you were correct, the 8-track.
Yes.
The 8-track.
Number six.
The liquor that's made from juniper berries, good call, Eric. It's gin.
It helps when you got a boozer on the phone.
Yeah. Yes, it does.
All right. Number seven.
Only.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
State whose name is in one row, that one middle row on the keyboard, Alaska, you are correct.
Number eight, wow.
Average adult spends more time on the toilet than they do exercising, correct.
Nope. Number nine.
Modern day American president played five instruments, I am not lying, Richard Nixon.
Are you serious?
Richard Nixon, and he was a beast at all of them from what I am reading.
But
and this condiment, early 1800s.
The last question.
Ketchup. You got that right.
All right.
You got six of them, Mike.
Eric, you're a winner.
Yep, you got it.
All right.
Eric's like, what am I playing? Am I playing? Are we still doing this?
You got the ticket, Stevie Nicks. That's at T-Mobile Arena in just a couple of weekends, March 18th from the Bumble Breeze Prize Closet. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how these tickets are going to get to you. And for everybody else, there's a second chance to win on our contest page right now if you want to register at 96.3kklz.com.
Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. A couple of idiots stole a bunch of stuff from Sam's Club near Atlanta, but got caught 10 miles away when they had to stop to recharge their Tesla and charge it up. So if you're going to use an electric car.
Yeah, you might want to use a gas car.
Robbery, you got to make sure.
Wow.
Okay. And you know, Teslas, I didn't know this, take 30 minutes or more to fully charge.
Yeah, and even the fast charger takes like 10 to 15, so you still need time.
Yeah, they stole about $8,700 worth of stuff. They also had guns, a few bags of weed, so...
Well, there you go. Okay.
So they're off the...
Yeah.
Off the grid now. Listen to this. A Wisconsin man getting some attention after running a billboard to advertise as Wisconsin's number one bachelor. Robert Siegfried feels like he's exhausted all of his dating options, and he's trying to find the one by putting it out on a billboard. Don't know if it's working or not, but that's one way to
do
it, right?
That old trick.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there we go. Well, this is unfortunate. A French man's had to sue his surgeon. He mistakenly amputated his junk.
Oh.
How do you accidentally do that? The 30-year-old urologist, he's a newer doctor. He thought the man had a tumor on his groin, so he removed, you know, that, because that'll get rid of it, right?
Is that probably one of the worst places you could think to have a tumor?
Yeah. I think so, Mike. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, no.
I mean, as a guy, I would think.
Yeah, I would think so. Not even as a woman, I would think that for you guys. post-surgical analysis revealed there was no reason to remove anything at all. I don't know if this is good news or bad news, but the man was awarded $58,000 in court. That's it?
That's all?
For that body part? That's worth a lot more than that.
That's my groin.
That's my whole groinage right there. That's the groinage, you know.
And then everybody, of course, after taxes.
Yeah.
What's that, like less than 40,000?
You're getting like 45,000 or so for your whole, the whole jewel of groinage right there. So, oh my God.
I think you said it all right there. I think I did.
And I think I need to leave it at that today because that hurts even me. Ladies, I know you feel this too. And guys, I'm so sorry. Enjoy your Cheerios. That's your other news.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
Okay, we're back.
I'm ready. 96.3 KKLZ.
Tell me something good.
We do it at the end of every show. A little bit of good news to hopefully start that workday off on a little more positive note. Boy, is this a big one. You know, a lot going on with the lottery these days. A woman in Washington State hit the Powerball last month, and she just came forward to collect it. Now, it turns out she works for Boeing. Only reason she bought the ticket was because the jackpot was at $747 million. That same week, Boeing had just delivered its last 747 jumbo jet ever. So she thought, you know what? Maybe it's a sign. It grew a little bit more. She ended up winning just under $755 million.
Wow.
That was who won that Powerball. Because she works for Boeing. You know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. What is it at $963 million? I'm going to do it. Why not? I'm going to do this one.
It's a sign.
Just this one.
And then if that doesn't work, you go down the hallway.
Yeah, I know. I'll just do every other station. Yeah. $747 million. Actually, she won just under $755.
Well, I think she'll be fine now.
Oh, my gosh.
That's great.
See ya, Boeing. Bye-bye.
In fact, I just booked the first-class ticket.
Yes, finally.
I'm leaving. Now that I can afford it.
Right.
That's a great story. If you have a feel-good story happening in your life, by all means, submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page through the M&C mailbag. Easy, all right? We're getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Sponsored by Porta Subs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop. Porta Subs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery. PortaSubs.com. Wendy Rush. She has Jeff Dunham tickets to give away at about 12:40, plus a lot more. She's up next. We're back tomorrow, so do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the free KKLZ app on the Apple or Google App Stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 on 96.3 KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.